is my old friend. I've come to talk with you.
Well, yeah. Again. I've come to talk with you again. I promised everybody that on the second hour, I was going to have a friend of mine, somebody whom I have spent time with, who I am fully aware of what he thinks about a lot of things, including the political tinge. I will also tell you that this is a gentleman who helped in the basic putting together of TLB Talk and has made contributions to the Liberty Beacon Project for, I don't know, close to a decade. This is somebody I have a lot of respect for. He has been away from the project for a while due to personal reasons, and if he wishes to tell you what they are, that's up to Randy. But I would like to bring Randy Moggins into the conversation here. This is a friend, this is a trusted friend, and this is somebody who actually looks at what's going on around him. How are you today, Randy?
I'm doing very well. I'm so much better being here with you today, Roger. Thanks for that gracious introduction.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, I didn't say the bad things.
That's true.
We both have something. Look, we've been friends for years, and anybody who thinks that you can be friends with somebody for years and never have a disagreement, not going to happen.
Nope, not going to happen, especially with two people who are highly opinionated and volatile as we are.
I was about to say something like that, but I think you put it a little bit more eloquently and a little less vulgarly than I would have. All right, look, you heard the first hour. You heard me talking about censorship. You heard me state that the First Amendment was our ability to say what needs to be said, and the Second Amendment was put there to make sure that we could always say what needed to be said. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you were fully aware that the First Amendment was totally honored by this government?
Too many calendar pages to peel back. Yes, it's been a long time. It's been winter in America for a very long time.
Yes, and I'll take that even one step further, okay? It is true that you and I, we're pretty close to the same age, but you and I have known for a long time that things were getting worse. Most people do not understand that the people who control the world today have been on this path for well over two centuries. And what has allowed them to do what we're seeing today? It was the accelerated development of technology. This is what we are seeing. This is what we are up against. And if you, I want your opinion on the COVID scamdemic. I want your opinion on bringing sovereignty to its knees, global governance, and a vast reduction of human population. I want you to talk to us about why we can't talk about that anywhere but places like ELB Talk.
And RBN.
And RBN. Obviously, we're here.
Yeah,
very obviously. Good point.
And,
so you tell me what you see and why. And if you want to take 10 minutes, I'll listen, I promise.
The weaponization of information is not new. It was being talked about in the 40s and the 50s.
Yep.
It was well understood by the central planners who implemented through agencies such as the CIA. And it was the subject of a great deal of interest in the 60s, as you and I both know, because we had our childhood roots there.
Yes.
And the bells of freedom rang distantly in increasing levels as we went further and further from that period in the United States in the 1960s.
Yep.
It was a time when America did wake up, a generation stopped a war, a generation spoke up for freedom for their brothers and sisters through the civil rights movement, and they opened up the conversation towards a more, I don't want to say liberal because nobody knows what liberal is anymore.
I agree.
A more civil discourse based on the concepts of freedom. And what was weaponized against us began very early in the Cold War by enemy creation of foreign states and by the weaponization of information itself. This is how we get to the media that we have today. It took the technology of the 21st century to realize the dream, the dystopian dream that was conceived in the 20th century. It's not called the net for no reason.
Yes.
It required up until the, probably the early 2000s, the dominant media was still land-based. It was still based on wires and cables and transmitters and lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Oh my.
And
yes.
It was tightly controlled. And for a few brief minutes, we had some of that dream that came back from the 60s, the discourse that went on in the internet, the internet 1.0 I'm talking about specifically.
Yeah.
You remember this as well as I do. This were Unix to Unix networks. They were what eventually came to be called chat rooms, but in those days it was mail lists and
mail lists. Yep.
Different groups that formed.
Yep.
And they formed ad hoc. They were basically groups of people that just formed around whatever their interests were.
Yep.
But what happened with Web 2.0, which commenced pretty much at the beginning of the century as the web itself came online, was that information for a while was allowed to be aggregated, and then it was consolidated again through the commercial powers that be.
Hold on one second, please, because you just brought up a very, very, a really good point, and I'd like to expound on that a little bit. Do you remember, look, we've known each other for at least 10 years, I would say.
At least,
gotta be 10 years, okay? Maybe 12. But do you remember way back, and of course you do, do you remember what Facebook looked like in 2000 or 2002?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how basic that was?
Yeah,
of course. In the early 2000s? It was, okay, now let's go fast forward to a couple of years ago. Do you remember what TLV Talk looked like when you first saw it?
Yes,
I'm sure. It looked a lot like Facebook when it first started.
It did look a lot like,
But if you go there now, what you find is something that has all the bells and whistles, beautiful chat, the whole nine yards. You can download videos, you can start chat groups, the whole thing is there, okay?
Yeah.
But it progressed. But what else progressed? When Facebook first started, people trusted it. When Facebook first started, you could say just about anything, because a lot of the tyranny that's being stuffed on our throats today wasn't actually happening at the level it is. Facebook became everybody's thing. Anybody who had a computer, they went on Facebook. They used it for entertainment. They used it to gain friendships. And then people like you and me got on Facebook, and we decided we can tell people about the tyranny that's going on in the world just as easily as you can tell everybody how much your daughter enjoyed her third birthday party yesterday. And we can do this in a fashion that is all American, okay? You can speak your mind. You have the First Amendment right. Jesus, how long did that happen for, Randy? When did you see it start to fall off the edge of the cliff? In general,
really,
I'm talking about Facebook.
I'm going to say that it really started to teeter hard after the election of Donald Trump and the defeat of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We entered a period after 2016.
It was happening before that, but not at the same level.
You're
right.
It was, and I'm being somewhat selective in my memory here.
But I love that, because you're right. It exploded then.
that was when we realized, I think those of us who work in media and understand all the different platforms that we utilize, that we were seeing the end of what we could call truly independent, unmoderated media on the internet.
Yep.
Because what happened was, in a sense, what we did was we weaponized information too. And they realized that what was called the network effect was actually working. In other words, we didn't need billions of dollars in order to have audiences anymore, because there were tens of thousands of us out there, and we were basically networking off of each other, sometimes unbeknownst to each other, as you and I did for many years.
Yeah.
And eventually the circle comes around again. And nothing scares totalitarian governments worse than something that they cannot control. So I had to figure out how to control it.
Well, let me jump in. Remember where you are, because again, you bring up an absolutely brilliant point. There are, and Tom, who is the administrative director, Tom D for TLV, has seen this. He's actually sent them to me, and I've seen them. Okay, we have things like antiviruses. Okay. Yes, an antivirus company that if you go on and you click on their, what do you call it, the thing up at the top where you put a link in, you click on that and you want to go to the Liberty Beacon, this antivirus program, I'm pretty sure it's a Avast, but I'm not going to nail that down. It was one of the big ones. Mm-hmm. Basically state, don't go to the Liberty Beacon, don't go to TLB Talk, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Now, that's not the only one. You can go online and you can find at least a half a dozen or more in a quick search. How many will you find in a deep search of people stating that since we allow you to say what needs to be said, we are a danger to America?
Yeah, they started gray listing sites.
Yep.
And effectively, that's the nanny state right there. That's the one that's going, ooh, you don't want to go here, little eyes. You don't want to see. You don't want to hear. Yep. And suddenly you're back in third grade again.
Well, what we're doing is we are asking our members to, look, stay here for a while. Look at things. Try it out. If you like it, bring your friends. Okay.
Yeah.
The amount of advertising we can do, especially mentioning the platform in shows like this. And again, for anybody wondering why TLV Talk is the focus at this point, look, you need to remember one thing. John Stadtmiller, who owned, founded, and ran, okay, RBN, was the media director initially for TLV Talk.
That's right.
All right. He was part of what made this special. So when I'm on RBN and I'm talking about TLV Talk, okay, I still consider, I'm not holding them to it, but I still consider, thanks to John, RBN to be a favorite part of, you know, everything that we can rely on and a partner as far as sharing and trading information. RBN is special to us. Yeah. So what you just said has a lot of meaning. But take it just a little bit further. I want you to guess, if we continue where we are, if the very First Amendment, the very first one, which is meant to protect all of the rest, has been flushed on the crapper by our own government, where are we headed, Randy?
I'm not so sure that we haven't almost arrived at the gates of where we're headed right now.
I think we're damn close to them. You're right.
We're certainly pulling up the driveway. And if you look around the landscape right now, the political landscape, I know people have short memories now. I know news cycles, which constantly loop whatever the monarch media wants you to hear, have caused your brains to erase many things that
yes,
at one time would have remained in long-term memory. But I want folks to remember what the world was like. And I'll use two examples. One, there was a world before 9/11. And then there was the world after 9/11. There was the world before COVID in 2020. Mm-hmm. And there is now a world post-COVID.
Yep.
Each stage of just those two
yep.
operations, and I'll call them that, are yes. part of a much longer plan. You can actually go back. You can put pegs in historical timelines. We could talk about the JFK assassination. We could talk about all sorts of historical events. But rather than stretch the memory cells too hard, just remember the world before COVID. And if you are a freedom-loving person, you might have noticed that all of a sudden, you weren't allowed to have certain information anymore for your own safety, of course. And when Dr. Fauci came on and he told you to...
No vulgarity, please.
to socially distance 6 feet, to wear a mask, wear a damn mask, to lock yourself up in your home, to accept the fact that you were no longer allowed to interact with other biological humans such as yourself because you had effectively been determined to be a vector of infection and also not very necessary in the economic landscape because the government did that too. They told you who was important and who weren't.
Yes.
And then they began to filter the information that was coming from the medical establishment so that we wound up with doctors who were gagged, doctors who were told they could had to withhold certain known agents. Yeah, certain medicines
yep.
that could be efficacious. We were given slews of numbers and statistics, all of which were convoluted lies from the...
Safe and effective.
Yeah. The Ministry of Truth.
Let me jump right in here, because again, you may keep making the... I'm just going to let you continue. And perfect point, okay? We were told that this had to happen. We were coerced into it. You couldn't go to school. You couldn't go to your job. You couldn't go into the library. You couldn't do these things unless. We were told this was the savior of humanity. We fast forward one, maybe 2 years, and we look back. Randy, you for one know I have literally written hundreds and researched mm-hmm. hundreds of vaccine articles, mm-hmm. okay? I look at this, and I look at all of the promises, how many times I heard the words safe and effective. I listened to this for 2 years, and now I look back, and what I see is totally different from what the government is talking about. Today, if you are fully vaccinated, you are between 18% at the bottom end and 39% at the top end, more likely to get COVID than anybody who has not been vaccinated. Not only that, but you're not only more likely if you're fully vaccinated to get COVID, but your reaction to it, and this is actually in a study done in Germany, your reaction to it will be 2.5 times worse than the person who hasn't been vaccinated. Okay, recap, okay? You are fully vaccinated. You get COVID. And when you get COVID, you get it at 2.5 times the strength that smacks your buddy upside the head who's never been vaccinated. How the hell do you get safe and effective out of that, Randy? Yeah, that's what I hope.
We just sort of, well, I mean, you know, the lies were so thick that I personally...
Their lies are truth. Your truth is lies. Come on.
Truth or lies, yeah. So,
safe
and effective was code for we really want you to take this because we didn't have a lot of time to put it together. Oh, but wait, we did have it. Oh, that's right. We had the vaccine before the... Yeah, that's the... No, that's not
the
story.
They were developing mRNA technology 10 years before this happened.
I know. Biologists that were working on it, yes. People have been on my program.
But yet, They used that as a wrecking ball on Trump, too. I don't care whether you like Trump or not. They didn't, and they wanted him out there for almost any reason whatsoever. Trump, in my eyes, never would have gone along with this, but he was basically put under the thumbprint of Fauci and everybody else stating, look, Trump, you don't agree with all of this, and right now you're going to be responsible for the tens, if not over 100 million Americans dying from the worst pandemic the globe has ever seen. This is what happened. And to this day, okay, to this day, we are looking at, listen to me, Randy, I don't know if you know this, we are looking at the biggest scam ever pulled on humanity globally. Why does Roger say that? Why is this the biggest scam we've ever seen? It is the biggest scam we've ever seen, because you have managed to vaccinate almost 6 billion people with something we know for a fact causes infertility, with something we know for a fact puts deadly spike proteins in your heart, your liver, your testes, and your ovaries. We know for a fact that unexplained deaths are screaming up across the planet at a rate
every day, every freaking day. There's and let me tell you something, you
go
young
ahead,
people out there, there's never been a better time for you to be alive, because you too can have a stroke or heart attack at 15.
Myocarditis.
I just want you to know this is medical progress.
Myocarditis. Yep. Not only that, but you, when you see this, okay, and there's actually a bus that somebody sent me an image of. I wish I could dig it out. I would. A bus that goes around Canada, the city they live in, which shows a picture of a young kid, okay, and it says, yes, these, your kids have heart attacks too. They always have. These are the signs. The thing of it is, kids having heart attacks over 5 years ago was so insanely infrequent. It's amazing. Today, the numbers have gone up so fast and so hard that now if you walk in and your doctor says you need to get this shot, and you ask the doctor, is that going to give my son, you want to give this shot to, myocarditis? And if the doctor says no, it's safe and effective, you pick your kid up and you walk the hell out of there as fast as you can.
Exactly. Yeah. The truth of the matter is, we don't know anything about this. By normal medical research rigor, it won't be until 2025 that the mRNA vaccines will have actually had a complete...
Agreed. Yep. Effect on the body.
Yeah. I mean, we were, at the time of release of vaccines, 5 years away from any type of study that would be considered normal for a medication like this.
Agreed. Agreed. And the thing of it is, what most people don't understand, and again, we are talking about censorship. We haven't gotten off the track, people.
No, not
at all. What we're doing is telling you about the things that you're not supposed to know, that you shouldn't know, that if you knew would cause them heartaches and troubles, which is why people like Randy and I are constantly shadow banned, are constantly, why the hell do you think I even thought to start a project like TLV Talk? Why do you think with the websites we have and the amount of time that a social media website takes, I would even, or people like Randy who helped me to put that together and the rest of the team, why would we even do that? Why? Because we all have a concern with you, and we're not allowed to talk to you unless it's in our house. So come on into TLV Talk. Get a membership. It's free. And let's talk.
TLBtalk.com.
Yeah. Go ahead, Randy. Please.
Where to even begin to unravel all this?
Censorship. Anything you want to say about censorship?
Well, from a personal standpoint, I've had...
You've been in media for a long time,
right? Yeah, and I never had a takedown notice, much less having videos taken down until 2021. When YouTube found out that I talked about certain subjects that were no longer allowed to be talked about, some of them before the fact that we were even told we weren't allowed to talk about them.
Yeah.
And in fact, somehow or another, they managed to go back and find videos that were 2 and 3 years old and took those down So I now have to be able to admit that, yes, I am psychic, and that, yes, I was doing future newscasts in 2019.
I have been, and the Liberty Beacon Project has had so many videos taken down off of YouTube. Twitter, about 2 weeks prior to Musk taking over, absolutely just shut our account down.
Yeah.
And I could go on. All right. This was the main drive. TLB Talk, most people believe that it's like a year or two old. It actually isn't. It's actually like 4.5 years old. But the thing of it is, it was done, and Randy will.
It's just a big baby we gave birth to.
That's exactly right. And the thing of it is, we didn't have $10 million to build. We had to pocket change. We had the money out of our pocket each month. We built a social media platform. Go look at it. That we will compare to any out there, and we did it from our 9-to-5 jobs or our Social Security checks, and we each month put the money in we needed to take it to the next step. It's 3.5 to 4 years old, and it's just now where we want it to be, because we had the patience and the drive, people like Randy and I, to make it happen. Randy, where have I got that wrong?
I think you've undersold yourself. You've had the vision and the drive to do this for a decade or more. The roots of Liberty can go back to old school blogging.
Yes.
And forward into new media platforms like podcasts and videos. But the fact of the matter is, the social component of it, the part that was weaponized by Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and other major media platforms, that part of it was the most critical aspect, because now it wasn't a talking head or a talking voice over a microphone. It was you talking to each other, which is far more important than anything I have to say on any airwaves.
Go ahead.
The power of people coming together and reasoning together. And let me just say this about the First Amendment, because lost in all of this now, in the dust trails of history, is the fact that the First Amendment wasn't there to protect popular opinion, polls. The stooge in the White House.
I know where you're going.
Or the major media. In fact, it wasn't even there to blow you kisses and tell you what you want to hear. The freedom of speech covered by the First Amendment was specifically directed towards, quote, unpopular opinion.
Yes. In other words, I need to protect your right to say something, because if you don't like it and you pull out a gun and shoot me, or you smack me upside the head with a big old stick and walk away, or there was nothing to stop you. All of a sudden, the government says, okay, we got a brand new government. We got some rules here. And the first one says, you have the right to say what you need to say. At that point, you have made a sterling point. At that point, people started to understand that newspapers, okay, that the town crier, the fourth branch, these people were now the people that were counted on by the people like you and me, we the people, to keep us informed. And the initial media after the birth of the United States was exactly that. It was a check and balance for the government. But governments unchecked over time will accumulate as much power unto themselves as possible. And what most people don't understand is, it's not a ton today and a ton tomorrow. It's an ounce today and an ounce tomorrow. And after 365 days, how much power have I accumulated? Or have I got that wrong, Randy?
Not at all, no. It becomes a question of, when is it a transfusion and when does it just turn into bloodletting?
Yep.
Nice.
We'll be back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more.
All right, everybody. Really, really, again, I would love to let the song play all the way through. And Randy, I don't know if you're familiar with this song.
I am.
Simon and Garfunkel. And I love this version of it. And what I constantly, that is my show song. And what I constantly tell people, Randy, is what you need to do, whether you like the music or not, what you need to do, you can go online and you can download the words. Listen to or read the words to that song, and I dare you to tell me Simon and Garfunkel didn't have a crystal ball. Because here we are, people.
Yeah, Paul Simon's a prophet. That song, the first time I heard it, I wept.
I got teary-eyed. Holy crap, so did I!
I'm trying to remember the name of the band right now, but that particular version of it is completely awesome.
Yeah,
it's actually an a cappella version.
I can't remember it either. But I do know that this is not my type of music. I'm 69 years old. It just isn't. But the way it's presented is so in your face and the words are so clear as to their meaning that I actually think this is the best version of the song. It is so in your face. It's insane.
Listen, the love of freedom will not die even with the human body. I think the tree of liberty is watered with blood is probably the most appropriate thing we can say about this. And some people don't like that illusion because they think,
yeah,
oh, you're violent. You're going to what? You're going
to
go in and murder cops at the Capitol again? Or, no, sadly enough, this is the legacy of humanity is freedom. Everything else after that. That's why the First Amendment was first.
I have to stop you right there because what I'm about to do, because that is the perfect place for us to stop and me to say this. Anybody, and I never get to say this because I only have an hour show, anybody who would like to call in and pose a question to myself or my great guest here, anybody who would like to talk to Randy or myself, please call in. I haven't had calls in a long time.
But that could be fun.
Yes, it could be. And there are the people who listen to a show like this are people who are either curious or knowledgeable. That you want, either want to check what you're saying to see if it works with what they believe, or somebody told them something and they want to know a little bit more. These are the people who listen to this type of show. They're the same type of people who listen to your shows, and you did shows for many years.
Mm-hmm. And I did call in live shows fairly regularly.
I'm not going to get a lot of calls. I'm not, simply because I've been doing shows for years and I never took calls because it was a one-hour show and I always have that. But today, if I get a call or two, I'm going to be very pleased. Am I expecting it? No. So we're going to continue on to discuss this. Okay. I haven't taken calls in 7 years.
We may need to change that format as well.
Yes.
As I come back to media again.
Oh, I'm so glad that you look. For anybody who doesn't know, Randy is not the type of person who sits back and looks and says, you know, this could be better. Randy's the type of person who looks and says, this could be better if we did this. And that's the experience I've had with Randy over the last 10 years. So are you planning on starting up your radio show again?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's important things getting ready to break loose as we go into this fall. And, you know, I put my Sears hat on and I went away to recover from what had been a very long bout of health problems. And health problems in the body are generally things that we haven't dealt with inside of ourselves. In other words, the mind, the consciousness. Look, it's a toxic world out there.
Yeah.
And I've actually not even been on social media this year. Since
I haven't seen you anywhere.
Year.
That's why I called you.
I took a complete exile from all of it. Not because I was discouraged or disgusted, but because I needed a detox from what I had experienced, both on a personal level and on the group level in terms of watching what has been for me a 20-year journey in internet media be squashed by fascists and wokers and the...
20 years.
20 years.
See. You're talking about right after the turn of the century.
Yeah, 2003 was when I went on air on shortwave radio. 2004 was when we built the RSS feed and began doing what later became known as podcasts.
Yeah. I'm pretty much along the same line. I started going online in 2001, seriously. Okay, I had been online before that, but it was rinky-dink. There wasn't much there. But in 2001 and going forward, I had just quit working for Raytheon. I had 30 years of working for the military industrial complex or being in the military, and now I'm out and I'm looking at all of this stuff and I'm saying to myself, I didn't know any of it. And even though I didn't know any of it, I had been a very good doobie. I had been a really good sailor on nuclear submarines to the point where Raytheon wanted me really bad and offered me really good money to go and work for them, in which case I spent 60 to 70% of every year out of the country. I have over 1 million air miles, and I got to know the world. And what I'm looking at today, and I still have people I can talk to around the world, because you all know the Liberty Beacon Project has websites around the world. Not a joke. Right. What am I seeing? I think I told you all before. It used to be, well, that's what happens in America. Now when I ask people what do they think, they say, well, that's the way it used to be in America. I'm not kidding, people. When people in France say that's the way it used to be in America, when people in Italy say that's the way it used to be in America, when people in Australia say that's the way it used to be in America, do you think they're all on a party line? Or do you think that's the way it used to be in America? I don't know, Randy. You tell me.
They took to the streets in France repeatedly.
Yeah. Pam, one of our directors, runs Europe Reloaded out of Paris.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
They took to the streets, even in Israel, one of the most mind-controlled states in the world.
And one of the worst affected, not only by COVID, but the COVID jab.
The vaccine, yeah. The second Holocaust.
Yep.
Yeah. And then truthfully, everything that we're talking about wraps up into this concept that what we're doing right now is simply what everybody should be doing on whatever level they want to.
Okay. I've got a caller. And I promised people we would take them in. So, Dave, MD, you're on. Please, what's your question, sir?
What's going on, cuz? How you doing today?
Doing well.
How are you?
Well, no, I'm doing good. I'm sitting here picking some crabs, some blue crabs.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Sitting here enjoying the show in the background. I was just listening.
I live very close to Maryland.
Okay, cool.
I've got to tell you something. When you call in to make us smile, we appreciate it.
That did it.
So you say you can see me smiling through the phone. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I can hear you smiling through the phone.
Okay, there we go. I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting here picking blue crabs. I got some crabs there.
Yep.
Damn. It was good.
All right. Look. We appreciate you calling in, but I've got another one I've got to jump on. Thank you, sir. Okay, I can't hear him anymore, so we have Tom in Florida. Tom, what can we do for you?
Yeah, good day to you. That guy Dave from Maryland, yeah, he's a wonderful character, I got to say. He's wonderful. I hope he gets all the blue crabs. I hope he just don't catch the crabs.
But, very good.
I just want to say this. Yeah, Roger, I want to talk about this. You said something in your first hour. Remember, the First Amendment we have, we wouldn't have that if we didn't have the Second Amendment. There would be no First Amendment without the Second Amendment.
So this is why I mentioned the Second Amendment. You're precious, okay? Thank you for bringing that up. That's exactly right.
Yeah, there would be no – so we got to remember that. And, you know, John Adams said it best. With this new nation, when he took over for Washington, he said it right there in his speech, the first inaugural. Well, as this new nation is born, with the gun you'll be a citizen. Without a gun, you'll become the subject. Now, even Teddy Roosevelt knew that when he said, they used to say the pen is mightier than the sword. But Teddy Roosevelt's famous saying was this, the ultimate arbitrator is the sword. The ultimate arbitrator is the sword. That was out of Roosevelt's mouth. So now I want to go back to this. Roger, this is very important. Everybody listens to this. And I hope Dave listens to this, too, in Maryland. All these illegal aliens that are coming here, if you notice, Roger, every one of these illegals coming from all over the world, every one of their economies have collapsed. Their inflation rates are at, in Venezuela, you need a million bolivars to buy a loaf of bread. The same with Cuba. And Cuba right now is 34 pesos to a dollar. In Mexico, I think it's like 16 to a dollar. All Central America is even like 2,000, they have in Ecuador or Honduras. All these Hispanics that are coming here and all these Africans, they're bringing their economies that they ran from here, and we're going to end up having the same inflation rate, which has happened under this imbecile Biden, and we're going to collapse the economy and collapse the whole country because we got idiots running, white trash running our government. And when we got white women selling out their white compatriots, that's horrible. And I don't want to hear one white woman on your show call and say, out of that time, there he goes with the women. Hey, listen. I'm not saying the women are doing that. I'm just saying that's just the narrative they're running by, Roger. They're not. It's probably white women are all voting with their husbands and all that, but they're running this smut narrative that the white women are a bunch of liberals who only think with their heart, not with their brain. And that's how they're getting by with these, all these election fraud. Because if it was only white men voting, there would be none of this nonsense with our border wide open and all the inflation, all these schmucks running our government and all these George Soros.
I do agree, but we're getting a little bit off track from the conversation here. I appreciate everything you said, but if I don't get to my next caller, he's not going to have a chance to talk. Look, I not only appreciate what you said, but I'm glad you called in because you made several points that I don't think anybody else is going to make.
Yeah, and I don't agree with the last part, but I do endorse your ability to speak that truth that you outhold.
The thing of it is, again, we're not going to shut people up from saying what they believe, but that doesn't mean that we have to subscribe to it. But this is all true. Look, everybody listening to this, you need to understand something, okay? Freedom of speech doesn't mean you're going to like it. Freedom of speech doesn't mean you're going to accept everything that you hear. Freedom of speech doesn't mean that anything and everything can be said. First off, if it's illegal, you can't say it. End of story, okay? It needs to be legal, okay? The second thing is, if it does irreparable harm, should you even say it? But that's not for us to decide. We are here as a platform, especially TLB Talk and definitely RBN, to let you know as much as we can about how people feel. This is why we have people calling in. How do you feel about something? Please tell us. How do you feel about something? Please tell us. What we're not getting in this country is what you and I want to say. What we are getting is what the government is telling you, you and I, wanted to say. Have I got that wrong, Randy?
Not at all. No. Homogenization of thought creates just nothing but a cesspool. It's stagnant. We need fresh ideas. We need ideas that are unpopular. We need ideas that we don't agree with because it clarifies our own thinking. Iron sharpens iron. And the very act of engaging with other human beings who may or may not hold your own views is actually a very healthy thing.
You mean I shouldn't have shut that guy off? I shouldn't have shut him off halfway through what he said? That Tom shouldn't have been allowed to talk? No, I agree with you 100%. And the fact that if I put this up tomorrow, which I'm going to, I always do, I'll publish this show tomorrow with an article, and somebody comes back and says, what about what that guy Dave was saying? The first thing I'm going to say to them is, if you don't agree with it, do you honestly believe he shouldn't have been allowed to say it? If you are going to tell people the First Amendment is paramount, if you're going to tell them that, you ought to be acting it.
You see, even in the strain of media we work in, there are certain archetypes that form around things. We have this concept of wokers and the upper middle class white women who are basically promoting agendas counter to the freedom platforms. And while that may be true, it's not categorically true.
No, it isn't.
The people, you've got to aim a little higher here, people, because the enemy is well covered by the vines of all the people he's put in front of him.
Not only are they well covered, but what you need to understand is if it hadn't have been for somebody who was sitting there or in the room and watched what happened that leaked about the Twitter files, how much do you think the American people would have known about our government going into social media and flat out telling them this is the way it's going to be, this is who can post, this is who can't, and if you want to stay in business, you'll do it. No, by the way, if you do what we say, we'll give you a bonus. This is the world you live in
this
today.
This is Mockingbird media. This is exactly the way it was weaponized against the people.
CIA. Yep. And that's the reason for TLB Talk, people. That's the reason we're there. If you would like to come in and form a group and bring your friends and hold discussions, if it's illegal, we'll kick you to the curb as fast as anybody else. okay? But if you want to come in and discuss anything political, anything that has to do with you, your family, your future, or any of your friends, so on and so forth, and you know you can't do it anywhere else, this is what we're here for. This is why Randy and I busted our butts to put something together and go take a look. It's actually a great platform. This is why we did it. It wasn't to make money. We don't make a freaking penny off of this. As a matter of fact, a vast majority of the cost of that project every single month comes out of me. Am I willing to keep doing it? Yes. Would I like more donations so I don't have to put so much money in every month? Yes. Why will I keep doing it? I'm 69 years old. Why will I keep doing it? Because I believe in America. And I'll be here until I take my last breath. Randy, was that a little overboard?
Not at all. The other part of that is that there's another generation coming up.
Yep.
And we have what I call the field effect. We're heard beyond the sound of our voices.
Yes.
Yeah. Just on a spiritual level, vibrationally, what we do matters because it puts thoughts into the air out there. And it keeps the tree of liberty alive, and it doesn't require blood. It just requires the blood that circulates through your body.
Do something, in other words.
Your voice.
No, I agree. And what our biggest problem today is the propaganda. It is the ability of the government to keep you from knowing the things that would change your mind about far too many things. It is the government today, okay, who runs the media that our founding fathers stated would protect us from an overreaching government. So what we are looking at today is the media that was supposed to keep us safe and keep us informed is as traitorous as you can possibly be. This is the reason for private social media platforms like TLB Talk and others out there. Are we the only one? No. Are there other good ones out there? Yes. Would I ask you to go into TLB Talk and check it out first? Yes. Why? Because that's the one we put up. Am I going to tell you don't try any others? I'm going to tell you go any place you can go where you can say what needs to be said without being shut down. Have I got that wrong, Randy?
No, and as a matter of fact, isn't it funny that TLB Media was there staking out the groundwork long before Donald Trump started Truth Social?
Yes.
Not in same yeah. type of platform, the same concepts.
Yep. Only he's got a couple billion dollars. We don't.
Right. And a much smaller ego footprint.
Yeah. Okay. I won't go there. Let me explain something to everybody listening by what he just said. Okay. If I have a choice between anybody right now who is running on the Democratic ticket and just about anybody right now, with maybe one small exception I haven't made my mind up on yet, running on the Republican ticket, there isn't anybody who's going to do a better job in the White House than Trump will. And when you have to say something like that, stop and think about what I said.
When in history have the stops ever been pulled out in an effort to stop somebody from not even being elected, just running a campaign?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and he sooner announced than he had indictment one. Indictment to, I mean, okay, so
they're talking
in 4 months, he's had an indictment a month.
They're talking about as many as 100 indictments. As a matter of fact, one researcher said there could be, by the end of the year, four people going after him, four different judges assigned to it, and as many as 500 accusations. 500. By the end of the year.
So what you now see as a result of the failure of freedom of speech is the weaponization of law,
yep.
what we call law,
yep.
in a world where prosecutors, in using star chamber grand jury procedures,
yep.
are able to bring charges of extravagant nature, and which the defendant himself has cried foul so many times, And now, as I understand from what I saw glancing at news today, this judge in Georgia has announced plans to fingerprint and jail Donald J. Trump in Georgia.
I got to tell you something about that, and then we're going to wrap this up. What I need to tell you about that is the more they do, the more votes he's going to get.
Yes, this has a very interesting effect.
Yeah.
Donald make for an interesting campaign poster, won't it?
And we will be tracking it. All right, we've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. Anything you would like to say to the audience, please do.
Vigilance. And listen to your neighbor. We need to have conversations that don't have the bias behind it. We also need to have a fair amount of forgiveness for our fellow man. Many of us during the COVID were weaponized against each other.
Agreed.
You know, your freedom begins on the other side of the person you're standing next to.
Not only is that good, but everybody listening, remember this, okay? Your friends, the people that you listen to, the people that you trust, they shape your future. Don't say they don't. They do. People like Randy have helped to shape my future. People like Ralph, who has been the editor for this project for 7, 8 years, they helped to shape my future. Randy's absolutely right. We need to talk. We need to have conversations. We need to rebuild our community. Thank you, Randy, for being here. You're so appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this won't be the last time. And for everybody listening, let me wrap this up by saying this, okay? We're talking about censorship. We're talking about the need for something like TLB Talk. We're talking about the definite need for something like RBN. I can't say this on far too many other radio networks. I can't say this on far too many social media networks. Where can I say it? I can say it on RBN, and I can say it on TLB Talk. The reason is we are actually looking. We are actually learning. We are actually researching. We are here not to make ourselves richer, because neither one of us, my guest nor myself, make any money off of this. As a matter of fact, we pay a lot more in and never get anything back in most cases, but we do it because this is our mission. Somebody has to tell you to wake up. Randy, tell them to wake up.
Wake up, people.
Thank you. All right, Randy, we will do this again. I promise you that. Yes, we will. And it may even be on your show, because I know you're going to pop one back up soon.
Yeah, hopefully. Yep.
All right, you have a great day. And I will let you know when this is published. There will be an article tomorrow.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store
or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.